When I got off the plane in Miami, what do you think I wanted to get? I was 14 years old. I ran down because they told me I could get gum from a machine. So I wanted to chew gum, I wanted to drink a Coca-Cola, and I wanted to get some sunglasses. I went to a machine, I got a pair of night glasses. Back in the days, probably $2, and I just thought I was the coolest person on earth. You've been around for a long time, right? Yes. Give me 1 minute, please. Hello, Porto's Bakery. My name is Betty. So you're in Porto's Bakery, Buena Park. I'm one of the owners of the bakery. Yes. We were lucky to leave Cuba because in 1960, Castro said, you're either with me or against me. And if you're against me, you can leave. So we decided to leave. When we came from Cuba, they flew us to Miami. Then I remember going to a friend's house, and I remember they opened a can of peach. That was so sweet and so good, and we never had that in Cuba because there was rationing. So my parents knew what it was. I had no idea. I never had an apple in my life or a grape or a peach. All that was not allowed. So that peach, I thought that was the best thing I ever had in my life. And then we came to California, to Los Angeles. And the reason you go there, because all the immigrants that we knew were living there. My grandmother was waiting for me, and she told my cousin to go to the store for us. She bought us a little Timex watch and a little portable radio. And I was like, you know, I was overwhelmed. It was so cool. I was never able to have all that when I was in Cuba. So for a kid who's 14 to go to a store and have a watch, didn't know what a watch, how to even read it, never had one. And to have a little portable radio in the 70s, that thought it was so cool. I was very excited about it. My God, when we came here, we had all these people, maybe 25 families. They helped us, they would bring us a refrigerator that was used, a washing machine. They gave us sofas and things that they had around the house. They bought us clothes. Yeah, it was like a welcoming committee. It was great. It was just sad leaving your friends. But I would write them letters and I would try to send them gums on the letters. But all that after you start making your friends here, the letters were not very easy. There was no email. 3 months later, I already had friends. So I was hanging around with Mexicans, with people from Vietnam, Cubans. So we were living in our own little world. In the bakery right now, you're in the cafe side of it. If you look around, these are the United Nations. Because if you make a good food, people have no prejudice when it comes to food. So that's the beauty of food. We get to be immigrants, we get to be Cubans, we can keep being proud of whatever it is, we can push the Cuban culture, and at the same time, look how well received we are.